The Gemara in Brachas and Daf Chaf Aleph quotes the pasuk Kishem Hashem Ekra Hovegodalo Kenu is the source of the mitzvah of Birkas HaTorah, and not the Birkas HaTorah when a person gets called up for an aliyah on Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, Yom Tov, and that's a different takana. That is clearly a din derabanan. Birkas HaTorah is a shiloh whether it's a mitzvah min haTorah. From the simple reading of the Gemara, minayin leberkas haTorah min haTorah would show it's Daraisa. But we'll see it's a machlokas rishonim in terms of whether berkas haTorah is Daraisa or not. But at least if it is, it's one of the few brachas that are min haTorah besides berkas hamazon. So what is the nature of the bracha? What type of bracha is it? So Tosas and brachas and Dav Yud Aleph, and it seems to be the sheet of the Vilna Gaon, that Birkas HaTorah is a classical Birkas HaMitzvah, like the Gemara in Pesachim tells us. We make brachas over L'Asiyasan before you do them, and the special exceptions like Ger, you have to do after the mitzvah because a Gentile can't make a bracha until he becomes Jewish. But it's and therefore that if it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, then you know one might argue that it's only Midrabanim. It doesn't have to say that way, but that's how one could argue. Maybe it's more of a reason to assume like, well, the Birkas HaMitzvah, it's only Drabanan. So Tosis asked, his assumption is Birkas HaTorah is a Birkas HaMitzvah. So why is it then we don't do it over L'Asiyasan? When it comes to the mitzvah of lulav, I can't make the bracha and then 5 hours later come back and shake the lulav, or I can't make the bracha and not sit in the sukkah until 2 hours later. So how is it I make the Birkas HaTorah in the morning, then I go to work, and I don't come back to learning to 8 hours later? So how come it's not a hefsek? Why isn't it a bracha levatola? So Tosis answers, the difference is when you leave the sukkah, or the question is why, or he's asking, why don't you make a bracha? Like every time I go into the sukkah, I make a new bracha. So how come yet by Torah, I make one bracha last the whole day? So that's what I think his question actually is on. So he says that when you leave the sukkah, that's it. There's no kesher anymore. The mitzvah is over, and then when next time you go in, an hour or two later, it's a new mitzvah, it's a new bracha. But Torah, eino mayash daito. You're always thinking about Torah, even when you're not learning, and therefore there's never a hefsek. But either way, the point is, Tosas seems to say, like the Vilna Gaon, or the Vilna Gaon seems to be like Tosas, that the nature of the bracha is a birkas hamitzvah. The Ramban, however, Nechmanides writes, it's a birkas shevach v'hodah. The fact that we are given, it's kind of like the other bracha min haTorah, Birkas HaMazon. Birkas HaMazon is a shevach v'hodah on the food HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. And Birkas HaTorah is on the Torah that was given. That's the two major sheetahs. We'll see, there's a Rav Chaim Soloveitchik that says maybe the bracha is on the chefset shel Torah, on the physical part of Torah. We'll see what that means maybe a little later. So those are the two basic shittas. My nafkamina, whether it's a birkas hamitzvah or birkas shavak v'hodah. So the mechaber writes, noshim chayavos bebirkas haTorah. Women are obligated in making the birkas haTorah. And it's a big chiddush because normally the Mechaber works with the Rambam that on mitzvahs asei shazman grama, on time-oriented mitzvahs or mitzvahs that women are exempt from, they don't make a bracha, like the sukkah, lulav, sotor is on his mount grama. But if we had to put some as b'nechem, women are putter from the pure obligation of lima Torah. So therefore it's a big chiddush that the Rambam writes that the Mechaber writes against his usual cloud, the women do make it. So that would make sense if he's working with the Shitas HaRamban, that If it's a Birkas Shevach Vodas, there should be no difference. That's by a Birkas HaMitzvah. The klal is that the Pater, they don't say if it's Sivana, by a Birkas Shevach Vodas, that part of Klal Yisrael, they were given the Torah, and that would make sense. However, the way the Gra, who learns it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, he learns the Machaber, not the Chayavis, is they have the ability to. They have the, normally they don't have the option, but by Birkas HaTorah, they have the option of making Birkas HaTorah. And in fact, that's a discussion as well. You know, can a woman be motzei amen? Let's say Shavuos night, she's the only one who slept. And she came to shul in the morning. So if you tell me it's a Birkas Shevach Vodah, then yes, if it's a Birkas HaMitzvah and she's really putter, so then she wouldn't be able to. And in fact, that's what I was pointing out before to the Rav Chaim. The Rav Chaim writes, you know, the Gemara talks about there's a machokas in the Gemara, and one type of Torah is, warrants a Birkas HaTorah. So one opinion is only Lamikra, and not for Torah Shabbat Peh. We paskin also on Torah Shabbat Peh. But that's what Rav Chaim writes, that's Teshita, the bracha is going on the Chefsa Shel Torah. It's going, so therefore it's going on the Chefsa Shel Torah, so maybe also women would be chayav, and that we could discuss. But either way, that's what the Rav Chaim writes. So, and as well, there's another machab, and the machaber writes, by hearer, we don't make a bracha, the Gras Cholik. So if it's going on Talmud Torah, there's a mitzvah of V'gisi bo yom v'layla. The machaber is, if it's a Birkas Shevach V'odah, and the Chefsa Shel Torah, just thinking of it, I guess there is no Chefsa Shel Torah. Right, they ask on the Mechaber, but the Mechaber himself writes, or other poskim write, that if you write Divrei Torah, you do make a bracha. So they want a Mechalik between writing, is it Torah that could be given over to someone else, like talking, but it's Maharir, it's only for yourself, to know bracha was ever instituted. And then there's another famous Machokis, the Rosh on Reino Tam. Let's say you have a, let's say you do a Shinas Keva Bayom, or forget about Shinas Keva, you had some type of Hefzik Bayom. Do you have to make a new Birkas HaTorah? So, if you hold, it's the classical Birkas HaMitzvah. So we said, yeah. So according to the Rush, it's a Hefzik. In theory, Mikra, then you need a new Brach. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you wouldn't. It goes, it's like, it's every day. It's a new cycle. You only need one bracha per cycle, per day. And the Magen Avraham points out the flip side would be, it's what about, this like there's a machokas Rosh Rabbeinu Tam, if there's a hefsik by yom, so what about no hefsik by laigo, you stay up all night shavuos, it would be the reverse. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you need a new bracha. According to the Rosh, you wouldn't, because there was no hefsik. So we try to get someone else, you try to find someone who stayed up all night to make the bracha for us, to avoid the machokas. It seems to be machokas opposed to, let's say, push comes to shove. Whether there's no one else, do you make it? So I think Rabbi Kiva Eger says yes. The Mishnah Berurah says no. Suffolk brachas gahakel, because maybe it means make a right dim, we pass in like the Rush. Or maybe he holds that the chiyuv of making Birkas HaTorah daily, maybe that's only drabbanan. However you want to learn, it seems to be a machlokas among the poskim. So Rabbi Akiva Eger gives an eta. If a person, this year it's easier because it's Shabbos, so you take a Shabbos nap before, you don't have a mind to have as for to preparing, but you take a sleep, so therefore you have a shinas keva. So the minhag seems to be we don't make a new Birkas HaTorah afterwards, but according to the Russian theory, you would. So it's still a shaila according to the Rush from the time you wake up until the next morning. But once you get to the morning, everyone should agree that you make a bracha because you had a hefsik. So according to the Rush, you make a bracha according to Reino Tam. So therefore, that's Rabbi Kiva Eger's Eitza. And then there's the issue, the Gemara in, I believe, in the Dorim, Pei Aleph, Ma'av the Aretz, why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? So the Gemara says, Shavu Baruch Hu Bracha Tchila. They didn't make a Birkas HaTorah, which leads to Shagas Ayi to conclude in our, seems to be a Machlokas Rambam Ramban, and whether Birkas HaTorah, but the Ramban says clearly it's a Birkas HaTorah. It's not clear in the Rambam. But the Shagas already says, from the fact that the Tchor Rambayis came because they didn't make a Birkas HaTorah, that must lead to the fact that it's Daraisa. Others say, no, it's not necessarily a Raya. As the Ran writes, no, that what is the fact they didn't make, it wasn't not making the bracha per se, it was what not making the bracha meant. They were in machshiv Torah, lo ayu chashuvim beinecha. If you make a bracha, it shows the type of mindset, type of chashivis, that you're raising the level. But if it's just a mundane thing, if it's just it's like learning science or math, you wouldn't make a Birkas HaTorah. And that's what the Ran writes, that the reason why they were punished is because Torah wasn't important in their eyes, not because per se they didn't make a Birkas HaTorah. In the Baal Shem Tov, they say over in the Baal Shem Tov's name, which bracha did they not make? So he wants to suggest perhaps it was the bracha of Harevna. This is a discussion as well. We all shvuas, like, because it's a discussion all year round in terms of whether it's two brachas or three Birkas HaTorah. It's viharevna, it's a continuation of Lasok v'Derei Torah. If it's Harevna, so we generally go Harevna, so therefore the meaning is that on Shavuos we go L'chumra and we don't answer Amen until after we say V'Harevna, because you don't want a Hefsek come in between. But the Baal Shem Tov says Harevna, why? Because Harevna shows how sweet and how much a person enjoys the learning, you know, you're learning Torah. Now, you're not learning Torah for its enjoyment per se, but you're learning Torah because of, you know, the Simchas HaChayim from Amelus Batorah. That's what it's, so therefore, they didn't see the sweetness of the Torah, as we say in the Bechol Kosai, in Bechol Kosai Teilechu, that then Chazal tell us Amelus Batorah. So what's the lesson im? I thought Torah is you have to learn. What's im? No, but im, you have to learn the Torah like you want to learn it. If you're just learning the Torah like you're shaking Luv and Esrog, it's not going to be successful. As the Iglei Tal writes in the Sakdama, people think Amelus means looking up words, this and that. No, but or learning something that you hate learning, forcing you. No, Amelus means the highest level is learning Torah B'Yava, and that's what the Baal Shem Tov, because they're lacking B'Harevna, the sweetness of learning. And therefore, that was the symptom that led to the Churban HaBayis.